Welcome to Simply Folk. I'm Stephanie Elkins. Last Sunday was the 10th anniversary of 9/11, and we shared some comforting music, songs selected by you. There were so many requests that I didn't have time for them all, and I'll be playing some more of those tonight. And I also have a few releases for you, including a CD from Wisconsin favorites, Patchouli. First, though, a very special treat, singer, folk singer, guitarist, storyteller, educator, and I can add all-around nice guy. Skip Jones is here in the studio, and he's not alone. Many of you are familiar with the band Yellow House Road. I played a song from their new CD not too long ago. Well, 17-year-old, almost 18-year-old, David Robinson of that family band is also here, and he's brought his banjo and mandolin with him. Welcome, gentlemen.
Good evening, Steph. It's nice to be here with you.
Well, we're going to get right into some music. What would you like to start with?
I'd like to do a Utah Phillips tune that sort of travels with me when I'm out on the road and enjoy the wonder of our state and this nation. Well, let me sing for you the old songs I know about wild and windy places locked in timeless snow and wide crimson deserts where the muddy rivers flow. It's sad, but the telling takes me home. Oh, won't you come along with me to places that I've been, where people all look back now, still remember when. Quicksilver legends like sunlight turn and blend. Oh, it's sad, but the telling takes me home. While I will travel down the wagon road along the iron rail, past lines of rusted Cadillacs that mark the boomtown trails, where dreamers never win and doers never fail. It's sad, but the telling takes me home. I can tell you all some lies, just made up for fun. How the loudest and meanest bragging can beat the fastest gun. I'll show you nameless graves that tell the way the West was won. It's sad, but the telling takes me home. Sing of my amigos come from down below, whispered in their loving tongue sweet songs of Mexico. And they worked their stolen Eden lost so long ago. It's sad, but the telling takes me home. And I can sing about an emptiness East has never known, where coyotes don't pay no taxes, man can live alone. And you'd have to walk forever to find a telephone. Oh, it's sad, but the telling takes me home. So let me sing for you all the old songs I know about wild and windy places locked in timeless snow and wide crimson deserts where the muddy rivers flow. It's sad, but the telling takes me home. It takes me home.
The telling takes me home. That's Skip Jones, and David Robinson is playing the banjo. Skip's playing the guitar. Well, sure nice to have you in the studio.
It's nice to be back. I love this place. We call Wisconsin Public Radio in this little corner of the world called Simply Folk. It's a pleasure to be here with you.
Well, Skip, I met you the last night that Tom Martin Erickson was on the air, you came into the studio and kind of said hello and showed me your guitar and talked about the folk community. How do you think the folk community is doing in Wisconsin and beyond, for that matter?
It's alive and well. The kids love the music. The old people still hold on to it like me. And you know, in a little while, we're going to have David play a song. I mean, here's a 18 mm-hmm. almost, young man who until recently did not have an iPod. He had a banjo, and he searches this out, and his thirst and his passion for it's just exciting to see young people that are going to carry this on long after we're gone.
And there are plenty of them doing it, I think.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. David just come back from, what was the festival?
I just got back from the East Troy Bluegrass Festival.
Last weekend, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think it was last weekend.
And do we know anybody in the room who took second place in banjo?
That was me, yeah. I took second place in the banjo competition down there, yeah.
Congratulations. Congratulations. Skip, I want to ask you about your guitar, but first let's have one more song. What would you like to do next?
I've been really involved lately in more and more of protecting the waters in Wisconsin and around. And I think back to growing up near Pete Seeger on the Hudson and the work he's done. And there's a fellow up in Minneapolis, young folk singer. Well, he's not young anymore. He was at one time. His name's Larry Long. Larry went out to the Clearwater Festival and decided he was going to come back and clean up his river. And when he got home, he started telling everybody. And, of course, you know, promise made is a debt unpaid. You got to do it. So he started his job on the Mississippi.
Oh, boy. Nothing like
Lake
starting
Atashka,
small.
All the way down to New Orleans. And the first year out, they wrote this song. And it sort of has stuck with me all these years.
Again along
blue highway. Black and white, red, yellow, blue above and green below. All are one now within her flow, along the blue highway. Along the blue highway, my friend, along the blue highway, is to return back again on the blue highway, is to return now back again.
A River Ballad by Larry Long, sung
by Larry
there.
Long.
Yeah. That's an important area for many folk singers, which is environmentalism, and you have been at the forefront of that in Wisconsin, singing a lot of songs about the environment.
Well, a lot of times I'm falling behind other people, for sure, but it's been 30-something years now since we took up the struggle to try and keep the Wolf River clean. And the assaults by various organizations, companies that would not think in terms of the seventh generation, which is real important. Walt Brissett, who was real involved, Red Cliff Chippewa fella, and my brother for years, told me long ago we needed to look at the common treasury, the earth, the air, and the water, in terms of what happens to the seventh generation when we do something on this end. And I always thought that was a long way, till one day I stood up on top of the hill with my dad overlooking where we live on the Red River. And my dad was there, and one of my sons and one of my grandsons, and that was four generations. And the grandson was almost 18, and I'm thinking, not long, there'll be another one. So that made five. My father and I had stood there. My grandfather I grew up with and remembered him. So we got six generations. And I remember the stories of my great-grandfather coming here from Scotland and working to help electrify New York City.
There's your seven.
And there's seven generations. So it's not really all that far to realize that we're in a continuum. And the other thing I think strikes is we're full of water.
Yes.
And so we need to take care of it, garbage in, garbage out kind of thing, you know. So I've been real involved. So most of everything I'm doing kind of now is kind of wet. It's got water in it here or there, you know.
Well, glad to hear that. I did want to ask about your guitar. You have some pictures of the guitar being built on your website, which is at skipjones.net. And it's an interesting story.
Yes, we of course, because of the music, we've met a lot of people across the country, and on occasions we have jam sessions up for the weekend at our place, and a friend of mine down here in Madison brought a young man with her, and we got to be friends, and he was a beautiful musician, singer, and one day we were sitting on the porch, and he said to me, "What should I do with my life? I don't want to be a hydrogeologist any longer. It's dangerous, and I don't like the job." And I said, "Well, you know, at 60, I'm not really sure what I'm going to be doing with the rest of my life. But I know one thing, John Hartford said it, never get famous doing something you don't like." And I asked him, I said, "What would you like to do?" And he said, "Well, I've always wanted to make instruments." And so I said, "Well, why don't you?" And he said, "I don't know how." And I said to him, "Curtis, the fact that you are hold a master's degree in hydrogeology, I would think you're trainable." And to my surprise, 2 weeks later, he quit his job and went and took guitar making classes. And he's out in South Central Pennsylvania now with Aristocony string guitars, building beautiful guitars. He's made me two of them. And the day that this one was made, we'd agreed on all the materials, and I wanted him to put a little hummingbird in the headstock. So he laid out the materials, he took a picture of the day he started the guitar, and there in the tree in the background was the first hummingbird he'd seen for the year. So
unbelievable.
That was a blessing of this guitar. It's a beautiful guitar made out of
that.
Koa and Western Red Cedar for a top. It's a beautiful instrument. I love it dearly.
And that's such a wonderful story, too, to have the blessing of the hummingbird. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Well,
we're about to leave.
That's true.
They're
it's getting a little
up.
Nippy. Yeah, time's ahead. Boy, they've got a long journey, don't they?
Yes, they do.
Well, what would you like to sing and play next?
Well, keeping with that water song, that water theme, Loretta Waite wrote a beautiful tune, and it sort of ties the world together because we really are, no matter how much we're fighting over, if you get up in space, Canada's not orange, the United States isn't multicolor, you know. It's one world, and what ties it all together are not our arbitrary lines, but the rivers and the seas and the lakes. And so she wrote this song, and I have a son that we adopted from El Salvador. And I learned this one because it's partly in Spanish. Now the stream sings it to the river. The river sings it to the sea. Sea sings it to the boat that carries you and me. Somos el barco, somos el mar. Yo navego en ti, tú navegas en mí. We are the boat, we are the sea. I sail in you, you sail in me. And the boat we are sailing on was built by many hands. See, we are sailing on, it touches every land. Somos el barco, somos el mar. Yo navego en ti, tú navegas en mí. We are the boat, we are the sea. I sail in you, you sail in me. Journey has been long and hard, and yet we're sailing still. A song to pull us all together, if we only will. Somos el barco, somos el mar. Yo navego en ti, tú navegas en mí. We are the boat, we are the sea. I sail in you, you sail in me. With our hopes we'll raise the sails, face the winds once more. With our hearts we'll chart the waters that we've never sailed before. Somos el barco, somos el mar. Yo navego en ti, tú navegas en mí. We are the boat, we are the sea. I sail in you, you sail in me. I sail in you, you sail in me.
Somos el barco by Lori Wyatt, right?
Wyatt.
Yeah, gorgeous song. By the way, if you'd like to join us, we're on Facebook, at least I am anyway, and the online Simply Folk community is there. Just search for Simply Folk on Wisconsin Public Radio and then click like when you get there, and you can post comments and ask questions, and you can put up photos or gig information or song links. And I've already had a note from Kathy M., who says to say hi to Skip, and if he needs a hint, tell him I play the little wooden flute his friend George made.
So, I remember that. George was a wonderful, wonderful human being.
So you've got some fans and friends out there, Skip, all around the state and beyond, I'm sure.
It's the nature of what we do. We make friends. And I always consider myself more of a professional visitor sometimes than anything else. We have fun with it.
Well, and there's something really wonderful about the folk community that stays connected and feels, I mean, such a strong sense of community.
It definitely is, and it's been for a long time. And this show is the glue to it. I mean, I've always said that. It helps us. We hear each other. We hear new people. We hear old people. We hear when people die. I remember when my daughter was born, Tom announced that Skip Jones had his daughter had just been born. Amanda Lynn Jones was her name. And I got calls for weeks out. You got to be kidding me. You know, it could have been a mandolin break, or it's a good thing your name wasn't String. Or, So, yeah, all this time. Talking about my daughter, there is a grandson out there, a six-year-old, by the name of Dimitri Allen Nadichu, who lives over in Middleton, who's listening tonight and loves to hear Grandpa on the radio. So, hi, Dee Dee. I love you.
Well, hi, Dimitri. I'm glad he's listening.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of mandolins and banjos, David, you brought a couple of instruments with you, and I understand you're also maybe looking at learning violin and bass and a couple of others?
Well, yeah, I do play a little bit of bass, nothing really too fancy, and violin, still working on it, not too far with that, but yeah, mainly my instruments are mandolin, banjo, guitar, harmonica, and things like that.
Bo-ran, penny whistle, and vocal.
Yeah, and those.
Well, how did you get started?
Well, bass, I was always surrounded by folk music. My dad played guitar. Music was always around the house. At the public school I went to, some of the teachers and our principal played folk music for us in the morning. There's a guy that went around to some of the classrooms who we all knew as Bunce that would come in and play folk music for us. And I remember one day him coming in with some kind of instrument. It was called the jaw harp. And we played that. My ears snapped wide open. I mean, I just so wanted to try that. And then I got one, spent the time that I could when I was seven playing the jaw harp, and before long I could make up little melodies, and yeah, it was just fun, went from there.
Tell me about the family band that you play with.
Yeah, I play with my dad and also my oldest sister Anna as a group called Yellow House Road. We do a variety of bluegrass, all kinds of folk music, contemporary Celtic, stuff like that.
Sounds like a good training ground for you.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Well, you're going to play a little piece for us right now, aren't you?
Yeah, this is an old-time fiddle tune that I've heard on and off here and there, and then I heard it from this banjo player named Mike Sumner, who played his version of it, and I was inspired to try to put my own licks to it on the banjo. It's an old-time fiddle tune that was originally called Salt River, but somewhere along the line was a change to Salt Creek. All right, here we go.
Wow. Nice little minor sort of a piece. Boy, that's really neat. I've heard different versions of that, but that's wonderful. Nice to hear it right here in the studio. Wow.
Thank you.
That's David Robinson, a member of the Yellow House Road band, family band. And he's here at the invitation of Skip Jones, who is my guest this half hour anyway. And Skip, I had a note on Facebook from Bill J, who said he met you at the Fort Atkinson Farmers Market last weekend. And
I used to run a venue up in Oswego, New York, and I grew up near there.
He said you remind him of Utah Phillips.
Absolutely. What a nice segue. I think I'm just going to bypass water and do the next one.
All right.
One of the things that I think is very true of the folk community is our effort to try and help the world be maybe a little better off when we leave. And sometimes it's the music and the story and the gatherings, the good food, the sharing, that sense of community. And one of the other areas I spend a tremendous amount of time is working with shelters and food pantries and trying to make some sense out of a world that isn't too nice sometimes for folks. And Phillips, Utah, I traveled with him for 7 years during his spring tours. And I miss him a lot. He was a good teacher, and I don't mean just music. I mean, he taught us how to look at the world. And I'd like to share a piece with him and then a song by probably the best-known folk singer in the world, Pete Seeger. And they all had this in common. They wanted people to get along and make life better and figure out some way to deal with things. So Bruce wrote, Everyone needs a place to live in and good food to eat that's not too expensive and clean clothes to wear with no holes or patches, a doctor to call, an old friend to visit, a way to get places, a few parties and music, a street to walk safely and benches to sit on, with shade in the summer and warm, friendly places in the winter. Some work to do that's of use to others and does not get boring, people to go to for all kinds of answers, and somebody checking so that no one's forgotten, money to spend that's given and taken without feeling guilty, a love without pity, pride without anger. Everyone knows what everyone needs, and programs, laws, city councils, government agencies, and bureaus can't give it to us. All of us need the best in each other. And if we can find it, and if we can give it, the rest will follow. If we all stick together, we'll get what we need. And And because I love you, I'll give it one more try. Show my rainbow rays, it's too soon to die. So go tell all the little children, tell all the mothers and fathers too. It's our last chance to learn to share what's been given to me and you. One blue sky above us, one ocean lapping all our shores. One earth so green and round, who could ask for more? And because I love you, I'll give it one more try. Show my rainbow rays, it's too soon to die. And some will live like an ostrich, they'll bury their heads in the sand. Some think that plastic dreams can unlock all the greedy hands. Some will take the easy way, poisons, bombs, they think we need them. Don't they know they can't kill all the unbelievers? There's no shortcut to freedom. But there's one blue sky above us, one ocean lapping all our shores. One earth so green and round, who could ask for more? And because I love you, I'll give it one more try. To show my rainbow rays, it's too soon to die. It's too soon to die. it's too soon to die.
One big earth, green and round.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Skip, it's been wonderful having you on the show.
And a pleasure to be here.
What a great, great selection of songs. It's always meaningful and thoughtful. Yeah.
And I'll be down at the Wild Hog Friday night.
I was just going to say, you're keeping very, very busy. And you can find the calendar for Skip Jones at skipjones.net. And that does include this coming Friday night at Wild Hog in the Woods.
And then also again Saturday at Yola's Coffee House over in Middleton.
Yep, I love that little spot.
That's isn't it nice?
Yeah, it
nice
really is.
Great. And of course, place. The Hog is wonderful because it's such an old folk venue. Mm-hmm. It really is.
A lot of great people have come through that.
Absolutely.
Yep. And I see you're doing some school shows as well. You've got something in Wanakee mm-hmm. coming up.
Yeah, this second year in residence up there, we're working on bully prevention, and the kids love the songs and stories that help them understand the directions they need to go in.
And then on Saturday, October 1st, you're at the Attic Books and Coffee in Green Bay.
Yeah, it's another wonderful venue up there. It's another folk venue. I love the folk venues. I really do.
And the band that David plays with, his family band, Yellow House Road, is also going to be at Attic Books and Coffee. That's the following Saturday, which would be October 8th.
Mm-hmm. Yep, that's right.
And you are on Facebook, right? Yellow House Road?
Yeah, Yellow House Road's on Facebook as well as MySpace. So you can find us on there. That's our next show coming up. We always try to get as many gigs as we can.
Well, it's been wonderful having both of you. David Robinson, the young, almost to be 18 this coming week, right?
Mm-hmm, this Thursday.
instrumentalist, and brought your mandolin and your banjo. Thank you for that. And Skip, really appreciate it.
Oh, it's my pleasure, and thank you for such a nice transition into the next 10 years of Simply Folk. Tom and Judy and Becca did such a wonderful job with his show, and it just seems to be going on, but upgraded with a little of the technology that's changed, so that's wonderful.
Appreciate that. Thanks for those very kind words.
Have a good night.
Well, thanks. You too. Thanks for coming in. Mm-hmm.